Moving on now to the strengthening exercise. Place both feet firmly on the floor, bending your knees. And press your pelvis off the floor as high up as you can, squeezing the yoni. And as you roll down, exhale the the oo, or the ah sound. Inhale up. Squeeze. Exhale, relax. Inhale up. And exhale. Inhale up. And down. Totally relax. Inhale up. Ooh, sound down. Ooh. Inhale up. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Exhale, relax. Ooh. Inhale up. Ooh. Inhale up. Squeeze. Ah, sound down. Ah. Inhale, smile, squeeze up. Exhale, down. Ah. Last one, inhale. And down. Relax. Again, massage the belly, collecting the energy, pulling it up to your heart and breast, and creating more and more of the energy of compassion. Moving into rock around the pelvic clock. Again, feet flat on the floor, knees bent. Top of your sacrum lumbar spine is 12 o'clock. Left hip is 3, tailbone is 6, right hip is 9. Slowly press the top of your hips down into the floor and gently roll towards the left, 3 o'clock. Keep rolling down to your tailbone, 6 o'clock. Towards the right, 9 o'clock. And back to 12 o'clock. Slowly moving around, massaging the sacrum into the floor. Breathing slowly and smiling into your back. Allow the movement to be sensual and full, and moving in both directions, counterclockwise as well. Inhaling and exhaling with your lower belly, and keeping your heart open and warm. Moving into the pelvic rock. So place the palms of your hands on the floor, feet on the floor, knees bent. As you inhale, grab the floor with your hands and toes and arch your back. Press your tailbone into the floor, arching your back. On your exhale, press your back into the floor, flatten your back. Press your palms and feet into the floor and relax. Inhale, grab. Exhale, relax, push. Inhale, pull the energy into your body. Exhale, relax, push. Inhale, smile into your whole body, squeeze. Exhale, press into the floor, relax. Make this as luscious and sensual as possible, enjoying the energy of the earth coming into your body as you inhale and washing through the whole body as you exhale. Inhale, grab, squeeze. Exhale, press and relax. Moving into spinal relaxation. So slightly lengthen your legs away, but keep them bent and press your heels of your feet firmly into the floor and lightly pulse your feet. So move your toes up and down. And this should move your spine along the floor freely, loosening and releasing your spine. Any tension in the spine will be released by this movement. And just relax and breathe normally as you pulse your feet. You can also do this with your feet together and legs open, pulsing the same way, but stretching the groin in this position. Either way is fine, whatever works. Just keep pulsing and relaxing the tension in the spine, allowing the spine to open so we can bring the sexual energy up from the pelvis into the brain and the rest of the body. Moving into point and flex. Straighten your legs completely. Bring your legs in so they're touching. Point one foot and flex the other. Bring your awareness into your yoni. Feel the left and right sides of the yoni inside. If you wish, you can place your fingertips on top of your lower belly, pointing inwards. As you point one foot and flex the other, feel the inside, the left and right sides responding. Feel like the movement comes as you alternate your feet slowly from the inside of your body. Feel like the yoni is moving your feet and your legs. Breathing into your yoni and exercising the left and the right sides as you point one foot and then point the other. And continuing into the windshield wiper, slightly open the legs so that as you turn your feet inwards, the big toes touch. Keep your feet flexed at all times and move your feet away from each other like a wiper moving away and then in towards each other, big toes touching. Feel as you open the legs and move your feet away that the butt squeezes, the yoni squeezes in the back, and then rotate your feet in and feel the front of the yoni activate. So this activates the front and the back of the yoni as you move the feet away and towards each other. Continue at your own pace. Moving into the 5 points or remote control exercise. Find the clitoral ligament. Place your fingertips on your pubic bone, right where the outer labia meet the upper portion. And just move your finger back and forth as you feel for an elastic band-like sensation. And press gently inwards on it and see if you can lightly pulse this ligament. Allow yourself to breathe fully as you do this. And just feel the ligament squeeze and release, pulsing, contracting, shortening and lengthening. And keep your awareness on the front of the body. Keep the tongue on the roof of the mouth. And be aware of your pineal gland. Just smile and breathe as you continue to pulse. And then relax. And move your awareness down, down to your anus, to the back part of the anus, towards your tailbone area. And very gently, do gentle little sips, tiny little sips. Feel like the tailbone is drinking. Little tiny sips, activating the back of the anus. This time, be aware of your spine. Also, keep your tongue up. And then place your feet flat on the floor. And if you wish to put your hands on either side of your sitting bones and press inwards, we'll begin with the left side. So press your left heel into the floor and pulse just the left side, the left transverse muscle inside in the body. Squeeze and release, pressing the heel into the floor and relax. Feeling the left channel in the body open and activate. And repeat on the right side, pressing your right heel into the floor, contracting and releasing the right side, smiling down, and feel the right channel of the body open and activate. And finally, bring your awareness to your perineum, the central channel. Squeeze the perineum and become aware of the central channel all the way up the inside of the body, all the way to the top of the head, and down. Squeeze, inhale, feel the energy move up to your brain, and exhale, feel the energy move down, back down, down to the perineum. Inhale up, and exhale down. You can repeat the exercise using your eyes, staring up at the ceiling, and lightly contracting and releasing the irises as you contract and release the different muscles. So for the clitoral ligament, look straight ahead. For the tailbone, also look straight ahead. And for the left side, keep your head straight up, but move your eyes to the left. And for the right side, move your eyes to the right. And for the central channel, close your eyes and just sense inwardly. And just practice this on your own time.